This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Nobody's beating the Blue Jays at home these days, certainly not the Yankees, who have dropped six in a row to them. Last night, they lost 4-1. You had the big two-run double by Bo Bichette. Giancarlo Stanton homered earlier in the game. Bichette with the two-run double and what turned out to be the big fifth inning. And then you had the bad plays by Peraza and Volpe, which is why they scored runs 3 and 4. Here was Dave and Susan on the fan reacting to the bad throw by Peraza first that made it 3-1.
That should have been the inning right there.
Well, the left side of this infield, and this is going on all, and I'm not picking on Peraza. This is all year. You've got ground ball pitchers on this staff, particularly the lefties that do that. Wow.
Wow is right. And then it wasn't long after that that Anthony Volpe made a throwing error that could not be dug out by Paul Goldschmidt, and it was 4-1.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, the left side of the infield, once again, you can't, I'm sorry, you got to have a true throw. He should have kept it, but he's been so good all year and saved so many runs.
Oh. And Straw, who can run.
So frustrating.
Very frustrating.
Man, they both are annoyed.
Yeah, Susan was on tilt last night, man. She was going crazy. She was so pissed off.
Well, I would be, too. And maybe Goldschmidt should make that play. Most first basemen do. But still, that's an easy play. That's a routine ground ball. I could probably find out the exit velo on that ball, if you like. Because I finally figured out how to find the exit velo on
nice.
Something.
You've had a new hobby now.
Yeah.
And was Juan Soto's...
It is.
It was the hardest hit ball last
His
night?
His single was 108 miles an hour off the bat.
How about that?
Right.
Still
hardest
ball.
Hit ball of the night, including the home runs that were hit.
Yep. Statcast Boomer. Here he is.
Uh-oh.
Watch out. StatPack Boomer. Now we got StatCast Boomer.
Watch out, baby. So he hit a 96.7 mile an hour fastball. Okay. And it came off his bat at 108 miles an hour, Jerry.
Okay, Boomer. Tell him. Don't look at me.
It didn't pass the eye test.
I agree. That was the only point. Was like, so you didn't listen. The whole idea was when, because I watched mostly the Yankee game last night, when we came in and we see, wow, Juan Soto had the big game-tying two-run single. Yeah. Al had the same reaction I did when we first put it on, thinking it was going to be like this line drive. And what you see is a ground ball. I was like, oh, okay. I'm not knocking it.
Brett Beatty hit a home run and went 106.3 miles an hour.
Yeah, well, there's lift.
Oh, now you tell me the lift is
lift
like,
rate.
Is like a drag?
It was a little bit of a drag, yeah.
Yeah.
What was the
I don't know what the drag rate is.
All right, so since we're doing the Mets, let's get to the Mets. Wayne Randazzo, he does Angels TV these days, and the Angels did take an early lead.
That ball is ripped toward the left field corner. That gets down the base hit. Taylor Ward strikes again on the road. He gets Renifo home, and Trout's on his way. The relay coming from Lindor. It's over everybody's head. Trout scores. Two more RBIs for Ward.
Wayne Randazzo.
I miss Wayne Randazzo.
I know. It fits perfectly still to this day. He still sounds like the 1930s baseball announcer.
He does. And so they were up 3-0. They would lead 4-0. They would lead 5-2. Yes, Brett Beatty hit a home run in this game. And Beatty was also the one that was on base when the go-ahead run would score for the Mets.
A 1-1 pitch. Swinging a bouncing ball to third. Picked by Moncada. Comes home. The throw is dropped. It's dropped by Ohapi. Beatty scores. Holding at third is Alvarez. On at first is Mauricio. And the Mets have taken a 6-5 lead.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Tack on one more with a Brandon Nimmo sack fly and an RBI. And the Mets
that was a weird play.
Yeah, very strange. I mean, Ohapi took responsibility for that at the end of the game, but... I mean, to me, it's just a crap throw.
You got to throw it inside the runner, G. You know that.
No, yeah.
You can't throw it. It's almost like it went across the runner's body.
Like the Tom Emanski videos back in the day.
Yeah.
Fred McGriff. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
We used to do that drill where you'd put a garbage pail on its side behind home plate and then catch fly balls in center and try to get the ball into the garbage pail. I mean, you want to talk about some real innovative stuff. That's what we were doing. And if I were out there playing third in that situation, I would have known the fundies inside the runner.
Yeah, you don't want to cross the foul line.
Here was Francisco Alvarez. He was back. He was promoted. Had a couple of hits, including a double that was played terribly in right field. That having been said, he was the guest on SNY on the field after the game. Nice to hear from the fans in a positive way.
You know, it feels good because I feel all the support. I've been through tough moments this season, and to be able to feel the way that they received me today, it's really special.
And that was obviously through a translator, so good to see him come back, have a couple of base hits. The Mets go to 13 games over 500, 57-44. They remain a half game behind the Phillies, who beat the Giants in 10. Frank Montas and Kyle Hendricks, the starters tonight. Kodai Senga, by the way, just 3 innings. He allowed 4 runs, 4 hits, 3 walks, so a big bullpen night.
Now we got to rest him, what, for 2 weeks?
I don't know about 2 weeks, but he'll get his time off, and hopefully he can give you more than 3 innings next time he is around. We mentioned the Phillies beating the Red Sox. That game ended on a catcher's interference on a check swing, and so Philadelphia does win that game. Also of note, the Brewers beat the Mariners 6-0, so Milwaukee red hot. They have won 11 straight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.